Welcome to Sports Connection. I'm Darren Joins, Williamson County Schools Athletic Director. I'm here with my partner in crime, Mr. Tate Matthews. Tate, we've got basketball heading down the home stretch of the regular season before we get to the postseason. And in wrestling, we have four competing for a state dual championship. And for those keeping score at home, four is the max possible.
That's pretty good. Four spots, four teams. Got a chance to make some noise. And it's at the Williams County Ag Center. Is that still what we call it?
We love that, yes.
We love that. Because they do a great job of it. So
it's
all going to be right here, right off I-65, north or south, whichever way you're going. So no excuse not to get out there and watch some of our teams compete.
We'll talk about the bracket here in a little bit, but do want to recognize the squads from Fairview and Page. They'll represent WCS in Class A. In what's now Class 2A, Brentwood and Summit. By the way, Tate, I thought it was appropriate, since we're talking championships, for this week's gem to be Fairview, 2021 state duels champion. Franklin, 2005 state duel champion. That's the two we've had in terms of duels. And I feel like we've got a shot in particular. No disrespect to Page and Brentwood, but I feel like Fairview and or Summit may be adding to that this week.
That'd be pretty awesome. It's time to get a couple more of those, and we're close. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door, like we said last week. So I think they both got a chance, and we're getting ready to talk about it, but wow. A couple of these guys are really wrestling well going into state duels.
They are. Let's talk about in double A, in the sectional, Summit defeated Collierville 73-0. Shout out to Collierville, and we'll tell you why here in just a minute. And that's for real, actually. And then Brentwood defeats Houston 39-34. I love this. So they're down 34-27 at Houston, two matches remaining. What happens? They get a pin at 132 from Justin Jarrett, and at 138 they get a pin by Arash Yazdani. They win 39-34. Coach Smith and Brentwood returning to the state duels for the first time since 2018. So congratulations to them. Summit did defeat Brentwood 47-25 in the region championship early in the week at Brentwood semifinals, Summit over Franklin. Brentwood over Nolensville. Now listen, we've been talking Nolensville a lot this year, and I think it was you a couple weeks ago that said, now wait a second, Brentwood's got a nice squad too.
Yeah, and they're the ones going, so that's very cool. One thing that has to be noted, Summit defeated Collierville 73-0. So when you see that, you think, oh, there must have been several forfeits. One forfeit. That was all – I mean, that is tail-kicking of all tail-kicking.
They slayed the dragon.
The dragon, man. That was a – gosh.
Are they the dragons?
I think so.
And then Summit's the Spartan. I mean, that's –
yeah,
that would have been a nice
sword. That would have been a great – Dr. Qualls should have been there for game day. He would have killed it. And then, you know, that's pretty cool. You mentioned those two pins back-to-back to get them the win. Judson got the first one. Yes, Danny got the second one. The momentum after that first one had to have been pretty awesome. I think that was probably part of getting the second one, man. I would have liked to have been in that gym.
I love those dual matches.
Yes.
Love it. Let's talk about Class A in the sectional. Page defeats Greenbrier 48-30. They defeated Tullahoma, who also qualified for the state. They defeated them 33-31 in the region championship. Before we talk about Fairview and how they made it to the state tournament, I know it's early in the show, but we've got to take a break, Tate, because this next segment actually has a sponsor, and we want to make sure that we get the sponsor recognized. We'll be back in a second.
Hey kids, it's the head wrestling coach of the Millington Trojans. I want to apologize to all the Fairview Yellow Jacket faithful out there for missing our match on Saturday. Truth be told, I was given some free gift certificates for Rendezvous Ribs and had to use them by Saturday. And we just decided, instead of wasting the gas and renting a bus, we would just forfeit instead of taking the 73-0 loss. Hope you do well at the sectionals, and we'll be practicing for the individuals.
Well, I just have one correction. They did do well at the sectionals. They didn't wrestle. So, Tate, I know you...
State tournament.
You and I don't know if you're Tate or Krusty at this point, but whichever one, whichever character you are. Yeah, listen, we talk about this. We sort of get it in the region final, sort of. Although, if I'm Sycamore, why wouldn't you? It was, I think when they wrestled earlier in the year, it was like 47 to 25. Damon Smith and Brentwood, they wrestled Summit in the region final.
Dang right.
They didn't just quit wrestling. So, I sort of get the region final, sort of. But the sectional, it's the sectional.
It's the sectional.
If you win, you go to the state. And listen, they weren't going to win, but neither was Collierville. Plus, and I get it. We're getting ready for the individual tournament and all this kind of stuff. Maybe we need to switch the system. Maybe the individual tournament should come first.
I understand it, like you said, but it's you win and you go to the state duels, all right, which is what you want. You lose and you've got a few weeks off to practice, heal up, get ready for individuals. So that's not – it doesn't have anything to do with individuals. It had to do with we didn't want to drive down I-40 and miss those ribs at Rendezvous – and receive what was waiting on them over in the Bubba Derrick den.
Hey, let me tell you this. Let's add to this. If I'm in that
– By the way, I think I like the necktie better than the bow tie.
If I'm in that Class A bracket, do you think I'm not going, well, dadgum, Fairview hadn't wrestled. They didn't wrestle a region final. They didn't wrestle a sectional. That's like an advantage. Good on Fairview. If I'm Coach Derrick, I take it. But that kind of – so let me go back to this seriously. I was talking to Coach Blair about this, and I know it's been talked about before. Because a lot of people value that individual tournament a little more because
right.
It's a traditional title. And because you have things like this happening. Let's do the individual tournament first. Let's end it with the duels, and then there's no we just couldn't come because we're getting ready for next fall.
But then
it drives me nuts.
Yeah, I don't think you do, but hopefully not. But then do you run the risk of, I don't think he'd ever do this, so I'm going to use him, right? Coach Miller at Summit says, oh, goodness, I know Landon's got a chance to win state, but we can't win the duels without him. Then do we run the risk of somebody holding somebody out of the individual so they can win the duels?
I think some would do that, but I think this won't be happening.
I think there ought to be a penalty for this from the TWAA. Look, we're kid, but we're not. Like, I don't want to punish kids, but the Fairview kids got punished. Hey, man, there's some seniors on that team. This is their last year of wrestling. A lot of these kids aren't going to wrestle in college. This is it. And they didn't even get a chance to wrestle in the sectional. Hey, if you're going to forfeit the sectionals, again, it's not like they were waiting for something else. Then just don't even enter the tournament. I don't know who Millington beat. You think they would have liked to have wrestled in the sectionals? Ought to be a penalty. Is that board of control? That's legislative council. We need to call Coach Trotter.
We need to bring something up. I'm sure Coach Trotter's worried about that, but we need to get him on it.
Yes. He's thinking about basketball right now, but that's okay. Seriously.
I don't like – listen, I understand.
Is there any way you would have ever forfeited?
No. No. No.
Anyway.
No. Never.
What if you only had 5 players healthy?
My team's on the floor.
Who would have played? That's right.
Norman Dale style.
Good grief.
Yeah, I don't like it either. Again, the region final, they've sort of gotten me to that because a lot of wrestling people said, well, we're in the sectional. I don't like it, but not the sectional.
That's right. To me, this is no different than – this is just as bad as intentionally throwing a basketball game. I just don't like it.
Which has been done.
It has been done. I think it made it to the Today Show. Savannah and Hoda talk – by the way, I love Savannah and Hoda. They – and Jenna
that's
Bush.
Jenna, that's Jenna, right?
Well, she's the third hour.
Okay.
Yeah. Savannah and Hoda are the first two, and then the third hour is Hoda and Jenna, which I love that show too. But it made it all the way to that. That's pretty big.
It is big. Hey, let's look at the brackets real quick.
Okay.
So, Class A, let me just give you the brackets here. So, we've got Signal Mountain and Gibbs. This is the top part of the bracket. Tullahoma, Sycamore. And then on the bottom, which is the loaded part, Page, Knoxville Halls, Soddy Daisy, Fairview.
And this is Blinds Raw, correct?
Well, you stay away from your... Like Summit and Brentwood couldn't wrestle each other. They're in opposite.
That's tough, man. I would have rather been up in that.
For sure.
Top bracket. Signal Mountain's got a really nice
path
to the championship.
I think they make it all the way to the final. Agreed?
Yeah, heck yeah.
What about that bottom half? Do we see Fairview and Page maybe lining up in the semi?
I do, but I think I think Fairview's got a tougher first match. But, yeah, I think we see a Fairview-Page.
Which is good for us, by the
heck
way.
Heck, yeah. That means we get one in.
But if our better team in Fairview, they beat Page, I think it was 48-25 or 6 earlier in the year. So Fairview should win.
And they were both pretty healthy when they
That's correct.
Matched up.
So let's just assume that Fairview's the stronger of the two. Well, if Fairview has a tougher first round, maybe that they can get through it. So I'm going with Fairview Page in the semi. I'm going Fairview Signal Mountain in the final. And listen, I've been on it for a while. May as well stay on it. I'm going Fairview to win it all.
I love it. Well, I think you're right. Tullahoma is going to get after Sycamore pretty bad. Don't know anything about Gibbs other than their Columbia Blue and
Sycamore
yellow.
Should be rested, though, because they didn't wrestle in the region final against Fairview either.
Right. But again, at least they...
At least they showed up for the sectionals.
At least they showed up for the sectionals. My goodness. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It ends against, well, I guess I can go back down to the consolation bracket. But Gibbs, the only thing I know about them is they're Columbia Blue and Yellow, and Kenny Chesney played fullback there or whatever he played. I can't imagine they've got enough gas on the tank to take care of Signal Mountain. So you're right. Signal Mountain, Tullahoma. Signal Mountain thumps Tullahoma. I'm going Page Halls, Fairview, Soddy Daisy. I mean, Fairview, Page beats Halls, Fairview beats Soddy Daisy, Fairview beats Page. I'm with you. Signal Mountain falls to Fairview. The Yellow Jackets get their second dual state championship.
And I'm going to say Page ends up third or fourth.
Yeah, it'll end up Tullahoma Page for the third and fourth, and I think Page beats Tullahoma.
They beat them 33-31 that region final. So that would be that'd be a pretty nice matchup. All right, let's look at the AA bracket on the top. You've got Cleveland, Rossview. You may as well go ahead and write Cleveland in.
That could be a 73-0. That could be another 73-0 match.
Wonder if Rossview is going to get caught in traffic. Maryville Summit, that's a tough matchup. Summit, I believe, beat them earlier in the year in that tournament, though.
Yeah.
Out in East Tennessee.
Don't get all messed up on the Maryville overall team record. They haven't wrestled the competition that Summit has, but they are good.
So we agree, Cleveland Summit in the semis.
Cleveland, like, it's not even a question. Yes, and I think Summit beats Maryville. Correct.
Wilson Central, Dobbins Bennett. Brentwood, Bradley Central. Tough draw there for Brentwood.
Real tough.
Getting Bradley. I do think that Brentwood, I'm going to go Bradley, Wilson Central. Those are the teams that have been there recently. But when Brentwood heads to the consolation bracket, I think they've got a shot to win a match or two there.
I do too. And this Brentwood team's, I don't know if young's right the right word, but they're not a bunch of seniors. So they're going to be back. But yes, I think they fall in the first one.
And his dudes compete. They all do. But I'm just saying.
Yeah,
they compete. What about Wilson Central, Bradley? Wilson Central's another team, been right there.
Yeah.
To me, Wilson Central, it's kind of Wilson Central Summit have sort of been the same in terms of what they're trying to accomplish. And then Cleveland and Bradley have been the cream of the crop.
I'm going Bradley.
Bradley over Wilson Central, I agree. And then Summit Cleveland.
Which is a really cool story. But, I'm going Summit.
I'm going Summit. And listen, we talked about breaking through. What better way to break through than beat Cleveland in the semis and Bradley in the final?
That's right. I'm going Summit. I'm with you. I'm on the train.
I'm going Summit. And listen, people don't realize this about what Coach has done there at Summit. He split that team up a little bit during the year. He hadn't always wrestled them as that one best unit. they will in this tournament.
Yes. Best of the best.
Looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
Who you got third and fourth?
I'm going to say Brentwood gets back. And then who would that put them against? Wilson Central?
Well, now you've sent Cleveland down to the loser's bracket. You got to think they make it to the third.
They definitely do. Cleveland. Will that put Brentwood on the bottom?
Yep.
You threw me off here. I'm going to say Cleveland-Brentwood go in that third, fourth match.
And Brentwood gets fourth.
And Brentwood gets fourth.
Which we'll take.
Which we would definitely take.
Yeah. I'm on board with that.
All right, Tate. Let's finish up talking a little hoops.
Hoops! Who's playing the best right now? I'm throwing you off again. I'm sorry. Who's playing the best boys right now, best girls right now?
Centennial Indy on the boys' side. Ravenwood, too, man. They're right there, too. Girls' side, it's got to be Brentwood. Girls, if I had to pick a second team, it's Nolensville. Brentwood, Nolensville are playing the best. So let's talk about those two districts in terms of their records. So 11-4A, and thank goodness next year this will be one district we're talking about. We got to talk about two this time. But Brentwood on the girls' side, 4-1, second behind Hillsboro's 5-0. When they face off again, that'll be for the district title, and then it'll probably come down to some kind of coin flip. Franklin, 2-3. They've sort of distanced themselves. If they can get one more win over Centennial, they're going to finish third, which will put them in the region. On that other side, Nolensville 5-0. Ravenwood probably the surprise on the other end at 0-5. And then you've got Indy with 3 wins, Columbia Central Summit with 2 wins. Then if you're talking about 4A boys, you've got Hillsboro 5-0. They had like a 6-point win over Centennial last week. They were both undefeated when they matched up. Centennial with 4 wins. Franklin with 2, Brentwood 1, Overton 0. On the boys' side, 12-4A, Indy 5-0. Then you've got Ravenwood with 3 wins, Nolensville with 2, Summit, Columbia Central with 1. So that one's obviously Independence has sort of distanced himself 2 games ahead with 3 games left. It's a lot to...
It is.
It's a lot to process.
There. I hate that they did it this way, but that's okay. But... I think, obviously, in the boys, there's a 12-4A. The leader is clear. You did mention Ravenwood, but still, they've got some nice wins over Franklin. Played Indy really, really tough, but I just don't see anybody beating Independence.
Here's the thing, if it's a 3-game series, they're not.
No.
But it comes down to one game.
Right.
Is what's tough about it.
They can slow it down, junk it up a little bit, but junk it up's not the right word. But slow it down. Keep them from doing what they...
I think junk it up's
yeah.
Okay.
Well, you have to. If you run with them, you're in trouble. Big trouble, right?
Yes.
And then on the boys' side, I think Centennial and Hillsboro... I mean, on the 11-4A side, Centennial and Hillsboro. Does Centennial have enough to get Hillsboro?
I think they do.
I do, too.
I really do. They play really good defense, don't really turn it over, and they're not really led by a dominant score. It's whoever, you know, it's different person, different game.
Right.
In fact, this past game with Brentwood, which we're going to talk about here in just a little bit, 4 of the starters in double figures, no one more than 13 points, and the 5th starter with 8.
Right.
So they're not dependent on one dominant score. I think that helps them.
I do too.
It's nice to have that dude who can do it, but their way is pretty good too.
And they've got a couple that can score more. That's just the way
that
coach does it. 11-4A on the girls. I think Brentwood gets Hillsboro the next time. Maybe that's what you were alluding to
too.
About the coin toss. It was very close last time. They'll get them the next time. And then on 12-4A, Nolensville sitting there at 5-0. That's the best coaching job anybody's done this year.
It's pretty good. They're not going to be caught. That 5 wins. When they get to the tournament, they got a younger team, but a lot of these teams are younger. That girls' tournament's going to be really good, too.
It is. And that one, I think that one's probably the most competitive of all of them.
It is. Definitely is. Let's talk about some scores from last week. WCTV game of the week, Brentwood 56 at Centennial 35. That game's 20-15 at the half, and then Brentwood goes on a 31-6. 31 points in one quarter for Brentwood. 15 for 39 from 3.
Yeah.
39 threes.
I'm
loving that.
That's, I mean, hey,
I love
do
that.
You still have the 3-point balloon in storage anywhere? Maybe they can borrow it.
They need to borrow it.
I'd love
to be weighted down that many threes.
That's right. I'd love to know how many of those 15 threes were in that third quarter. Had to have been a bunch of them.
They had several in that third quarter. Rendon hit 6 for the game. Ella Ryan, I think she ended up with 3, and they had several with 1, and it was unbelievable.
Yeah, I saw it in the Herald. There was, I think, like 7 of them hit a 3.
Jules Garrison for Centennial with 14 points. I did want to mention, too, earlier in the week in the Battle of the Woods, Brentwood 81, Ravenwood 45. Again, that team can score.
They can score.
That Brentwood team can.
They can shoot.
Battle of 840, I know you had Coach Wild on your show this past weekend. Big win for Summit. They avenge an earlier 58-55 loss with a 36-24 win. So you look at this game, there's a total of 60 points scored. In the previous game, it was 58 for one team and 55. It was a totally different game.
Totally different game.
I think part of that, too, is the scouts by the two coaches really shutting down what the other wanted to do. I think that it wasn't like they were slowing it down. I watched that game. Summit jumps out early 11-3, and really they never look back. And I know you talked about this weekend, but Summit, the two-headed monster there from their guards, you get 27 points from two players. That's a lot when you're talking you only score 36 for the game.
You got a pretty good chance.
Not bad.
They're playing better. He's getting them ready. And he loved that win because it was kind of a tournament-type game.
It really
was. That's what it's going to look like.
It really, for a lot of different reasons, those, and I wish we would see more of these, but I like it when we have these border battles and battles of 840 and Battle of Franklin. It's that girls' crowd is bigger earlier, and it does give that opportunity for those young ladies to play in front of more people, which gets you prepared for the tournament.
That's right.
Nolensville, 51 at Ravenwood, 31. Nolensville remains unbeaten in the league. Elena Washington was 17, Olivia Galloway, 11, Emily Hunter, 10. Cataly Garay leads Ravenwood with 11. Hey, I was thinking about this to put you on the spot. We need some kind of name for that game. No one's, without.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a name game coming.
It should be. We got to make sure they play every year in football, though. Sorry.
I would like to see that.
Like you can't have Battle of the Wood. But only play it in certain sports, right? It's got to be a rivalry and everything.
You know what? Our man Coach Wilkins, he's a marketing guy. He likes promotion and marketing. And
he'd be great at that.
Gold jacket. And he mentioned to me, because we were talking about some of the rivalries, and he mentioned maybe doing a season, like every sport is that. So, in other words, no one's will Ravenwood. It could be, how did you do in every sport?
I like it.
Let's do soccer.
Yeah.
So, the sports you actually play, I like that.
Yeah.
Thought that was a pretty good idea.
I did.
Obviously,
too.
We got to have it in football. That's just kind of a traditional place to do it.
Well, you know, there's one guy that was at both places. Well, no, that's not true. Coach Derek was at both places, too. You know, we call it the Hester Bowl, but then basketball, baseball probably don't want to. God, that guy. Ravenwood and Holmesville, Ravenwood.
Hey, before we talk about the boys' games, let me get these girls' scores in, too. Franklin drops a 56-36 game against Hillsboro. They did beat Overton, which was a big win, 62-51. Congratulations to Coach Kaufman and Page. They avenge an earlier loss to Lawrence County with a 61-48 win. Fairview drops a close one to Harpeth, 45-49. Unfortunately, that's a 6-game losing streak right now for Coach McGowan and Fairview. Let's talk a little boys' hoops. WCTV Game of the Week, Centennial, a 55-41 winner over Brentwood. That game is like tied at the half, 19-all, which leads me to the WCTV Play of the Week, Tate.
Centennial High School, the Brentwood Bruins and the Centennial Cougars knotted up at 19, just like we started the game. We're tied. Cougars trying to find some rhythm offensively, and well, there would be a good starter right there, Tanner Lee, for 3.
Well, defense is always where we start with Coach Moore and the Centennial Cougars. Defense started that thing off, getting a little transition. Tanner Lee finishes it off. the Cougars are playing really, really well right now.
They are, and what I liked, I was talking to Coach Moore last week on our coaches show and talked about, hey, how do you bounce back from the 51-45 loss to Hillsboro? You had the lead. And he's like, no bounce back. It's just next game, and we proved that we could. I feel like this team, as much as any team I've seen, and I've seen him coach a lot, it really reflects who he is. And it may have something to do with Malachi's son playing.
Yeah.
He's probably more in tune with who, not that he's not before, but he's definitely in tune with them. And he wouldn't give Malachi any credit last week. I said, look, I thought he was the difference maker in the Franklin game. What do you think? He goes, no, he wasn't.
Well, he was a big part of it.
He was
a big part of this one, too.
I mentioned earlier the double-figure scoring. So they only scored 55 points. Yeah. It's not like they scored 100. 13 for Dominic Reed, 11 for Malachi Moore, 10 for Tanner Lee, 10 for Miles Catawalla, and Luke Burnett with 8. That's pretty impressive. If 5 guys score 10, that's 50.
Yes.
And they scored 50.
And the way they play defense, there's not going to be, you know.
That's pretty impressive how they spread that around.
And I know you know it. You know, Coach is kind of, you know, he's really a lot softer than what he puts on. And
he is.
He's very proud of Malachi.
He should be.
He should be. But yeah, I can tell you this: nothing was handed to Malachi.
No,
he had to go earn it.
Typical coach.
Which I think that's right.
Daniel Cochran, 13 points for Brentwood. Kyler Green, 11 in a losing cause.
Hey, again, defense. That's
great defense.
That's probably the lowest Daniel's been held to this season, or one of the two.
For sure. Battle of the Woods earlier in the week. Ravenwood with a 50-48 win over Brentwood. Here's a common thread for not only the season but this past week. Ravenwood rallies late to win that game. Rocco Lamuno with 14 points. Reese Hunsinger hit 3 threes in the second half. They're trailing going to the fourth quarter. Doesn't matter. They end up winning that game at the end. Want to go ahead and talk about that Ravenwood game. Let's skip ahead one here, Tate. Ravenwood, Owensville, 49-48 Ravenwood in overtime. They're down 33-27. Now, listen, there's only 60 points have been scored. A six-point deficit's a lot. Owensville hits a three. They're up 36-27 with 6:30 left. But what happens? Ravenwood just keeps plugging. They start hitting some shots, make some plays defensively. Will Brandt hits a couple big free throws in overtime. They're down in overtime 48-45. Lamuno gets a bucket. They get a steal, miss a three. Brent gets the rebound, gets fouled. Hey, Will, no pressure. 3 seconds on the clock. You're down one. Now step up there and hit some free throws, and he did.
That's strong.
They've got something with Ravenwood, man, these close games. And it's not like they're a veteran team. That usually happens when you're older.
Right, yeah.
They're playing like 3 seniors.
And everybody, all the other people that they play know it. So
they know it.
We talked about it. They're gonna ruin somebody's tournament. They're not gonna be happy, you know. And all these games are like this. It's a good thing Coach Whitlock's got a lot of coaching experience, and it's a good thing he shares the same hairdo that I do.
That's
because
what I was
gonna say. I mean, it's 2 points, 1 point, 1 point, OT, OT, 2 point. I mean,
it's incredible.
He's not getting to sit back and relax much in the fourth quarter.
You know, funny thing
but
about
they keep getting those wins.
This was great. This is great about Coach Whitlock. So he and I were talking, I don't know, a couple years ago, and we were talking about games and coaching, and I just said, you know, one of the things I heard earlier in my career is take a look at your team's record in 5 point or less games. Sometimes that says a lot about what you're doing as a coach, maybe what those players are coming up with at the end of a game. And then immediately he came back and told me he went and counted them up. His record through all the years, which was totally great.
That is.
His team's doing really well in those games this year. But again, that's usually an older team, and they're really not older.
Yeah. They got some tough young guys, man. I guess they're not young anymore, but you know, Evan Gaynor with 11. Anytime that guy's on the court,
he's a competitor.
He's going to make sure that they got a chance.
Ethan Myers with 11. Jaden Clark leads Owensville with 11. I like what Coach Gedeis has got going at Owensville. They'll be dangerous in the tournament, and then moving forward, they're definitely going to be a team to be reckoned with. You're talking a year or two down the road.
I agree.
Independence, Battle of 840, 58-46 win at Summit. I thought this was kind of cool. In fact, I was asking Dr. Qualls, and he couldn't remember a time that we ever had a 3A, now 4A team, or really any boys basketball team, ranked number one in the state. Last week's AP poll, Independence was ranked number one in the poll, which is pretty darn awesome. Fairview boys were ranked second in 3A, so I thought that was cool. But congratulations to Coach Wilkins and his squad. You know, and it's hard to believe. You rewind a couple years, and they had like 8 or 9 wins. So that team's...
They're playing really, really well, man.
I'm telling you.
And they're winning a lot of different games. That game, I mean, I don't... That game's... That score was closer than what I think some people thought it would be.
It was a great game.
Yeah.
Indy jumped out, or Summit jumped. Indy jumped out 14-6 early. So you're like, okay, Summit hadn't won as much. They hung right in there, end up taking the lead at one point there during the second quarter. It was like 28-26 at the half. And listen, Coach Fay is playing two freshmen a lot and two or three sophomores a lot. There's some brighter days ahead.
Oh.
For Summit, for sure. Jet Montgomery, 15 points. Tylen Lewis, 13. Matthew Witt, 9. Alex Pollard, 14 for Summit. Lynn Festi and Ratcliffe with 9 each. Other scores across the district last week. Franklin drops a 19-point, 67-48 contest to Hillsboro. They did beat Overton on Tuesday. Page. Big three by Grant Snyder
yeah.
at the buzzer to beat Lawrence County 58-55. They're undefeated. I love what Coach Street's done with the schedule. They're like 12-10 overall. Who cares? He's playing games without the football guys early because they went deep, and he's also playing anybody that wants to play. It's making them better. I would argue this. They could be, 12-10, so that's 22 games. They could be 16-6 and played the wrong people and lost that game. You've got to play good competition.
I agree.
Quit hiding, people.
Nope. And I love that about him, man. Because he's still a little bit younger, right?
Yes.
A lot of times young coaches wouldn't do that.
You got to do it.
Got to do it. Smart.
You got to do it. Fairview, again, we mentioned they were ranked number two in the AP poll. Get a big win over Harpeth, 54-32. Jack Estes, Mays McCoy, Nathan Dillingham, all in double figures. They're 5-0 in league play. Now, Tate, let's finish up with this. WCTV game of the week, looking forward to. It's a non-district game, which is, I always have to think, is this district, non-district, what is it? Centennial at Nolensville, that's a good one. But look at some of those games coming up this week. We got the Battle of Franklin. We got Brentwood, Franklin. Indy, Nolensville, which I think will be a lot of fun. Indy, Ravenwood. I think that'll be really good on that
yep.
boys' side. Some good games there. What are some games you like?
Oh, well, I love Franklin Centennial boys. Franklin's going to get this thing pieced back together. Not pieced back together, but figure out what they are.
They're
now.
In a little bit of a lull.
Yeah, man. Their season changed, right? They'd been
still figuring it out.
They had been building towards something. They still got a lot of good players. They're going to figure it out. And Centennial, as we just mentioned, along with Independence, is playing as well as anybody. So I love that one. The Independence Ravenwood boys game. Ravenwood, they've hurt Franklin's feelings twice. They played Independence really, really close. And then Summit Columbia Central on the girls' side, Columbia or the ladies' side, Columbia Central got it the first time. You mentioned the scout, the Wolfman will be sitting up eating apple pie a la mode and breaking film down till 3 in the morning. Summit returns the favor.
They return the favor. And people maybe forget this. Summit boys got a big win against Columbia
Central.
Yeah,
that's right.
That was a big win for them. Fairview on the road this week to Cheatham and White House Heritage. That's a double.
Thanks for playing.
A lot of people don't want to be a part of. Page, Spring Hill, and Lincoln County. Tate, next week we'll be talking about those wrestling duels.
Hopefully a couple of state championships.
Let's do it, man. Looking forward to it.
I know you'll be there.
I'll be there. As always, Tate, thanks for being here.
Hey, real quick. They had the swim meet last week, the region swim meet, and Ravenwood, Brentwood, there were others, but Ravenwood and Brentwood, both boys and girls, really, really performed very well. We'll have a few young ladies, maybe a couple of guys, But we'll have a couple of state champions in swimming.
Club sport, but it doesn't mean it's not important to those young people. Amen. And listen, we've got people end up swimming at the next level too.
Morgan Carteau's going to Auburn. Lindy Hunter's going to Arkansas. I know we've got more, but I would say we'll at least get a couple of state championships out of them.
And if guys like Dr. Qualls, where he's from, if we were swimming at a meet there, we'd have to go to a pond somewhere. That's we can't do that.
Well, they've got a pool.
The city pool.
Yeah, but it's hard to get those lane ropes in that big circle. You need a rectangle.
Listen, we love the small towns. I'm from one smaller than any.
That's right.
That anybody knows about, so I can do it.
That's a metropolis compared to where you're from.
Yeah, people talk, man, Fairview smiles like small. Try 86 people in your graduating class, and we'll talk about small.
Yeah. All right. There is no Walmart.
Well, there is now. But that was a big deal.
But not back then.
Yeah.
That's the mall. You want to go to the mall? Yeah. Hey, why are we at Walmart?
Walmart. Tate, thanks for being here.
Yeah, brother. Can't wait.
Thanks for joining us for Sports Connection. We'll see you next time.